For this emotional practice, we have to keep in mind that everything is energy and nothing can be eliminated but only reallocated. So we will begin reallocating heavy density life force for expansive and light life force. This practice is meant for you to acknowledge yourself in this journey and all your emotions, reprogramming yourself to see the world different from the way you've been encoded and indoctrinated as a child and even since in the womb. This is an incredibly powerful process of working with the entanglement of the surface and root emotions. Along with these instructions, please also set your intention every day from the moment you wake up, to be really mindful of the emotions you feel until the moment you go to sleep, avoiding mechanical reactions to unconscious thoughts and difficult events. To begin unpacking our emotional blockages, we need to learn how to feel and sense primary, secondary, even tertiary layers of emotions, and then our root emotions. These layers depend on how much we've been storing and suppressing emotions and for how long. If you are someone that suppresses, neglects, and ignores your emotions a lot, then there is going to be more levels to unpack, and it can take several sessions in increments to unpack them all. Even after reaching the conclusion of what is the root emotion affecting you, it doesn't stop there, as in this process you are learning what it means to embody unconditional love and how to love yourself, becoming conscious of yourself and therefore affecting the collective. So let's proceed to a meditation practice that will help you be more conscious and aware. In the end, you should notice your body becoming more loose, expansive, connected, and more fluid. This is how you want to live. Step 1, get comfortable with yourself and inhale deeply. Exhale slowly and repeat, allowing yourself to completely reconnect with your body through every breath you take, and coming into a state of observation. Step 2, after reaching a state of calm, letting your belly rise and fall while breathing deeply, take your attention down to your feet, shins and calves. Then place your attention to your knees, thighs, hips, and the back. This attention will wake your feet and legs, the solar plexus. Go up into the chest, shoulders, arms, hands, neck, face, releasing the brows, the cheekbones, the jaw. Continue to breathe deeply. Step 3, try and stay as still as possible, as the stillness helps to calm the monkey mind. As you bring yourself more into the present moment, tune into your senses, beginning with the smelling. Then get a sense of what are you feeling with your entire skin, the largest organ in the body. Then tune into what are you sensing energetically around you and the space that you're in. Are you picking up any emotions in the space that you're in? Are there more people near your space? Do you feel them? Step 4, create an imaginary bubble around your body and become aware of this strong personal energetic sphere. Let it be solid, without any openings or any tears. Step 5, visualize anchoring yourself into the center of the earth and make your grounding cord really nice and thick. This is going to help with the accuracy of the emotions and clarity of the emotions you're feeling. In this way, being in the body is the key to a heightened intuition, identifying and understanding what you're feeling and sensing. Breathe deeply. Step 6, begin to review what's been happening in the past 24 hours for you. What are the emotions that came up in your last 24 hours, from the moment you woke up to the moment you were asleep? What influenced your reactions through the day? Was there anything that triggered you? Also, look at both type of emotions, positive and negative. This is where you get to know yourself better. The more you know yourself, the less others try to influence, define, control, and manipulate you, because you know yourself so well. Take your time into really looking at these past 24 hours. How often did you give your power away? How often did you not want to be in the body and neglected what you feel? How often were you in constant survival mode? Is this also something that you do constantly throughout your life? Does it direct every scenario in your life or just once in a while? What are the things that triggers you into it? Step 7, go on and tune yourself to the emotion that stands out the most from the past 24 hours. It should be pretty easy to tune into it because it is at the surface. Identify where in your body you are most feeling this emotion. Notice what part of your body tenses and tightens the most, feels stiff and heavy, maybe warm. The sensation can also move into other parts of the body as it receives your attention. Find your way of reading your holographic body, as everyone has a different way. You might hear it, sense it, visualize it. Feel the emotion and be present with it. Allow yourself to feel it completely without resistance or judgment, in all its expression. This can be quite intimidating, as many people spend a lot of time trying to avoid feeling this emotion. Be patient with yourself in this process while you sit with this emotion. It's normal for thought forms to present themselves, just observe them. Step 8, write the emotion that you feel and also other emotions coming underneath as a result. All the sensations that you feel are valid and incredibly important. You might find that this one emotion has triggered other emotions stored in the muscle memory of several areas of your body. Acknowledge all parts of the body becoming active. Sit with those sensations, even if they get intense, and breathe through them while observing yourself having those emotions. Notice everything it does to your body. When you observe yourself long enough, those sensations will begin to subside and become lighter. It is in this phase that you are going to start getting more information, so write it all down. For example, if the surface emotion is anger, you might write down other emotions you are getting underneath it, like helplessness, abandonment, frustration, judgment. List out every single emotion. Next, observe and select what is the strongest emotion after the surface one. Sit with it as the secondary emotion. How often do you feel this secondary emotion? Is it every day? Why? Step 9, go down and observe the next emotion calling for your attention. This is another layer. As you feel this third layer of emotion localize in the body, where does it live? You may be uncovering all kinds of data, past memories, and events that happened in your life that are connected to this one emotion. This is where the magic happens, because these experiences and events are where we have fragmented. You are now reading the Akash. You are reading your holographic DNA and tuning into the information within the morphogenetic field, where all this data lives. All these emotions that you have uncovered are actually the frequency that is creating your resonance. From this resonance, you create experiences that attract people, places, and things to you. You manifest through all these emotions. What may also happen is that we become slaves to these emotions, because everything in our lives turn into a focus in order to avoid these emotions. The more you sit with the emotion, identifying where in the body you're feeling it, the more clear it becomes. Some people that might be more sensitive can detect that some of these emotions are not necessarily in the body but in the energetic field around them. And the longer that emotion has been suppressed, the further away it may be from the physical body. The closer it feels, it means you're actually in it at all times. Step 10, take yourself back to the very first time or moment that highlighted this emotion. This will be your root emotion. Observe that memory and what triggered it, who else was with you and where. Take a look at the other person and notice their patterns that created that moment in their life. You will notice that all this progression that you've made from the primary surface emotion to the tertiary and root emotion is the exact same thing that you learned from people that are inflicting this emotion on you. You may also notice that you have been connected by resonance to this person's, as both of you may actually be experiencing the same root emotion. In the hierarchy of these emotions, the root emotion is actually the language that we're speaking with our genetic data and overall life experience. If we want to find freedom and healing, this is the one that we have to address. So while you see yourself in that moment, what is it that you needed in order to not feel what you felt in that moment? What would be the opposite experience to that emotion? Take a moment with that and note that the opposite of that lower emotion would be a higher match. Find that higher match. As an example, let's say that the root emotion is a feeling of disconnect. The opposite dualistic contrast would be connection and unity. So what would it take in order for you to feel that profound connection? Observe yourself and sit with that for a moment. Feel unconditional love for yourself and everything as you become all. You are learning a lot about yourself and your needs while understanding how to reach that point of a higher octave. You are reprogramming your genetic data right now with this practice because you are breaking old neuropathways that brought you to this behavior, replacing it with new neuropathways. Provide your fragmentation moment with everything it requires in order to embody the higher octave, which is the opposite of that root emotion, making you no longer feel this way. Right now you are working in your multidimensional body, despite looking that you're working within your physical body. You are literally rewriting data as you're working with information. In this process, there is no linear time, so you're accessing points of simultaneous action that is embedded within your multidimensional body, and the direct shift that happens as a result of this work is healing you. If the root emotion is linked with an illness that manifested over time, the more that you deprogram yourself from feeling these emotional blockages, the more you heal your body. Over time, this type of sustained work on your emotional body will prevent illness from existing or develop further. The body that has mastered its emotions will be able to manage better the side effects, pain, and discomfort limiting itself, in a way that the person will be able to live a constructive, creative life. This is what every organism in this planet wants to achieve in its optimal health. As you allow yourself to heal, you can also tune into the fragments that were created in this experience. Over time, try and see all the different experiences that felt like this same root emotion. You may find that there's hundreds of these moments, even starting from the womb. These are existing fragments creating alternate timelines that are directly affecting your multidimensional body and timeline, as they are inputting into your vibrational frequency and feeding into what you are today. Visualize surrounding these fragments into a golden sphere of light and allow them to absorb this healing, which is everything they need in order for you to no longer feel that way. You may visualize this healing as these fragments change colors, frequency, temperature, and their geometry begins to correct. You may also feel a shift in your physical body. Just be mindful and observant on how are you feeling this healing. Let all fragments reintegrate into one and let this be the healing part of you. This is how you heal root emotions. Breathe deeply and reintegrate it into your body. Please go through this practice often and you will notice that it becomes easier and easier for you to understand that when you shift the need to feed what you're lacking, you become empowered and you are actually the provider of all the things that you require to heal fragments created from many lives that now don't have to be repeated. Allow yourself to absorb from Source and from the infinite that you are, channeling into this one fractal hologram your experience called you.